Okay, Dan McKernan is here. He is with the union. And, Dan, we've talked several times about the impasse, and now the good news is that your guys will be going back to work. Tell me the union's thoughts on today's development.
Well, we couldn't be more thrilled. We're going to get working on projects again immediately. This was always what, you know, our main goal, certainly through this this whole layoff this last month, has been getting our members back on these projects and getting these projects restarted. And, you know, that's going to happen now. So we're thrilled.
Now, this doesn't solve everything, though, does it? You guys still have some work to do as far as negotiating.
Absolutely. This is, you know, when the last contract was terminated, effective June 1st, you know, our members worked through the summer without a contract. That they were fully planning on doing that throughout the fall. The last month has unfortunately been a roadblock to that when the contractors laid them off. But with them going back, contracts still need to be worked out long term. But part of this arrangement with the state is that they've offered to mediate between us and the contractors moving forward. And that'll be done, I'm sure, in the fall and throughout the winter when the roads aren't hanging in the balance.
Are you guys going to be able to get it all done? There's a lot of projects that have been sitting there, we have winter coming.
Yeah, it's unlikely we'll be able to get them all done. Certainly, losing a month doesn't help when we were already working 7 days a week, you know, 12-hour shifts before any of this happened. But we're going to do everything we can to finish the ones that we can finish and to button up the ones we can't so that they are safe and don't intrude on motorists over the winter, and then, you know, go back at it as quickly as we can in the spring for those projects that are a little too big to wrap up before the end of the year.
Dan McKernan is with the Operating Engineers Union, Local 324. Thank you, sir, for talking with us.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to getting back to work.